A significant number of Americans are not happy with President Biden these days. A new NPR Marist poll finds his approval rating is at 42%. That's at the lowest level since he took office. The poll finds part of the issue is how he's responded to the pandemic, our economic recovery and inflation. And there's also something else, President Biden's leadership style. NPR's Domenico Montanaro joins us now with more on these findings. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we're going to get to some of those more tangible concerns Americans have, Biden's response to the pandemic and the economy. But first, this poll also revealed possible dissatisfaction with Biden's leadership style. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Well, you know, when it comes to the financial payments that were doled out earlier this year, the $1,400 from the recovery plan earlier this year, as well as the child tax credit, which, by the way, people are getting hundreds of dollars a month per child from that.
Right.
President Biden isn't the one who gets the credit for it. You know, congressional Democrats seem to get the most credit for it, but Biden is getting as much credit as congressional Republicans, 17%, even though congressional Republicans, not a single one, voted to authorize these payments. So there's a real question about the president's leadership style. And, you know, he hasn't been somebody who's had the bully pulpit to go out there and say, you know, he hasn't used it in that way to say, hey, I want you, Congress, to do these various things, because he's had such a tenuous majority, 50-50 Senate, and he's had to keep every single person that he needs in line. And that's meant, in his view, to sort of do it behind the scenes, not embarrass anybody publicly. But by doing that, he has essentially slid into the background. There were questions raised about how involved he was at all. And then we learned he was very involved. It's just that he wasn't doing it very publicly. And now that's given the sense to people that he's not the person who deserves the most credit for it. And there's another piece of data in this that kind of helps support this point. It's when you look at the intensity of support. You know, he gets a 42% approval rating. 38% of people say that they strongly disapprove of him, which is similar to what former President Trump had been getting. But 76% of Republicans, three quarters of Republicans, say they strongly disapprove of the job he's doing. On the flip side, just 38% of Democrats say they strongly support him. So twice as many people are saying that they intensely, or twice as high percentage, are saying that they intensely disapprove of the job he's doing rather than support him.
Right. And I mean, of course, this is part of the predicament that we're in. The administration is in the eye of the storm over how it's handling this pandemic, the testing, vaccinations, the way the administration communicates with the public. What else did the poll find about how American support has changed for Biden during this time? What other insights did you find surprising?
Well, when you look at his handling of the pandemic, for example, still 50% of people say that they approve of his handling of the pandemic, but that's really pretty far down compared to what it had been earlier this year. Also, when you look at the percentage of people, 61% now saying that they think the country's off on the wrong track, that it's not headed in the right direction, that's a big drop off from July when, by the way, President Biden was saying, essentially almost declaring independence from the pandemic. But we've seen the surge in Delta, now the fears over Omicron. And this is just, people have a sense that this just is continuing on, and his approval for that has slipped. So if you're thinking about, you know, the two things that are going to define the Biden presidency as how he handles the coronavirus pandemic and economics, the economy, he's really struggling on both fronts right now, because both of the bills that the president has been pushing, the infrastructure bill and the Build Back Better bill, which passed the House but hasn't passed the Senate quite yet. Both of those, people say that they're pessimistic they would do anything to help inflation, and that's their top economic concern.
You know, I have about 30 seconds with you, but can he afford to maintain this kind of leadership style when so much is on the line next year in the upcoming midterms?
Well, this survey is certainly bad news for Democrats overall. They already were facing an uphill challenge to hold on to their slim majorities in the House and Senate. And this is just going to reinforce that their message isn't getting through. And, you know, they don't have, frankly, a lot of confidence in Biden as the chief spokesperson to make the sale. And that's a big problem, not just for Democrats, but then for President Biden. After that, something has to be shaken up if they want to see a change.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro, as always, thank you so much.
You're welcome.